Thunder Bay, the Finlandia is burning, said the text from Pasi Pinta's mother-in-law. That's how Finland's honorary consul in Thunder Bay learned about the December 22 fire at the historic Finnish Labor Temple. Pinta was out doing some Christmas shopping, but immediately dropped everything and headed for Bay Street. Disbelief and shock is the best way to describe what I felt, he said in explaining what went through his mind as he watched the fires advance. The loss is profound. It's bigger than the Finnish community, and bigger than the Thunder Bay community itself. It's part of Canada. It's Canadiana that was ruined, Pinta said. Owner Brad McKinnon wants to rebuild the structure, including the facade and cupola in their original form, but says that will depend largely on the insurance settlement he receives. McKinnon purchased the property in 2020 for conversion to apartments after the Finlandia Association voted to liquidate the corporation, which was heavily in debt. In an interview Monday, he said, "Going forward, I will use all the resources available to me, from friends, family, the insurance company, personal finances, to rebuild the Finnish Labor Temple, and to bring the hoito back on the exact spot it is now. That's my goal." McKinnon said restoring the hoito is important because it was where people with money and influence in the community could sit right beside somebody who had nothing. The poorest and the richest of Thunder Bay sat across from each other and shared meals. How many places can you actually say that people come and do that? We can't allow that to stay as a burnt-out relic. McKinnon reiterated a previous statement that he believes he knows what caused the fire. He also revealed that it was not arson, but deferred to the Office of the Fire Marshal and the Thunder Bay Fire Service for details once they complete their investigation. In the meantime, he's concentrating on a recovery plan. This building wasn't just part of my land portfolio. It was my home. I lived there. I worked there 7 days a week. I was committed financially and emotionally to this project. My family all came and worked on it, McKinnon said. He said the fire came as a devastating blow. Losing this was like having a limb amputated. It's been very difficult for me. But everyone needs to know that I am a strong, stubborn, determined individual. And I feel I owe it to the community to get this building back. McKinnon said unless major financial obstacles get in the way, he hopes rebuilding can begin as early as next spring. That's welcome news to Pinta. The Finnish Labor Temple, Finlandia Club, the Finlandia Association, the Hoito Restaurant, the favorite child has many names as a Finnish saying, he said. It means so many things to so many people. Pinta said the plan to rebuild speaks to the resiliency of Canadians in general, which Finnish Canadians are part of. Renewal is what we're all about. It would be amazing to rise from the ashes, so to speak, and have something for the next generation that has a little bit of the past and something new. I think that's fantastic. The fire caught the attention of major media outlets in Finland, where one major newspaper referred to it as a tragedy. Pinta said that because of the building's unique Finnish characteristics and history, the incident is an interesting news piece in Finland. However, here at home, the tragedy and the heartbreak are felt much more deeply, he said.